Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 456 for Wednesday, June 29th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Wednesday, continuing to correct off its nearby lows. Canola was up by 50 cents to as much as $5, with the November contract up $2.40 at $488 per ton. Spreading against Chicago soybeans was a feature, with speculators buying back short positions in canola while selling beans, as canola had been looking very cheap compared to other oilseeds. StatsCan released updated acreage estimates this morning, pegging the country's canola crop at about 20 million acres. That was up by 700,000 acres from an earlier forecast, but in line with the year-ago level and at the low end of trade guesses that had topped 21 million. Gains in the Canadian dollar, losses in Chicago soybeans, and relatively favorable North American weather conditions all served to temper the upside potential in canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's much-anticipated USDA stocks and acreage reports a feature. Soybeans were down 5 to 8 cents, the November contract down 8 at $11.12 per bushel. Improving Midwestern weather forecasts had beans under pressure as prices dipped after two days of solid gains. Expectations that tomorrow's USDA report will show an increase in U.S. soybean acres were also overhanging the market. Corn, it's down 6 to 12 cents, the September contract down 11 at $3.78 per bushel. The good Midwestern weather was also bearish for corn, with beneficial rain and warm temperatures in the forecasts across much of the Corn Belt. U.S. corn acres are widely expected to see a downward revision in Thursday's report, and that provided support. For wheat, prices are down 6 to 14 cents. The September contract in Chicago down 13 at $4.44 per bushel. Wheat hit fresh six-year lows today with seasonal harvest pressure and good yield reports behind much of the selling. However, forecasts calling for rain in the wheat belt later this week were a bit supportive, given the potential for delays. A downward revision to Canada's wheat acres by StatsCan was also a bit supportive for the U.S. futures, although the lower acres were still well within trade expectations. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.